It's time to find out what is doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council area with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you, Andrew.
Mate, pumped after that excellent performance from the Wallabies on the weekend. It was pulsating stuff at the end, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, that eight minutes of extra time was absolutely nail-biting stuff, and end-to-end and total commitment by both sides. You could look at after the final whistle, both sides, they had nothing left.
And looking forward to the return bout in Eden Park, do you think we might be able to go slightly better than a draw?
Always be very, very wary of the All Blacks, mate. A wounded animal is a dangerous animal, and I think they will go up a gear. It's just whether we can go another gear. I hope we can. But it's Trans-Tasman rugby is back. Both sides of the ditch, we want it. We want to be able to be competitive against them. And I think they enjoy having someone that they can actually match themselves against.
Hear, hear, well said. All right, let's get on to things a little bit closer to home. Talk to me about the water pipeline.
So this was a grant of $18.9 million from the state government, which I'd like to congratulate our council officers. They've put a lot of effort into this with regards to approaching the departments, discussing the departments, listening to what the departments had to say with regards to state departments had to say with regards to considerations and concerns, and really pushing this project through. It's a great tribute to our council officers. And what the pipeline will do, will actually deliver water over 11 kilometres from Denver to Hollydoon,
yep,
and then a further 6.5 onto Sandy Hollow, and sourcing from the Hutter River. And the reason why this is particularly important to the Shire is several. So we've been in negotiations with some entrepreneurs over the last couple of years with regards to constructing an abattoir and a feedlot out of
right.
Yarraman. So that will provide lots of employment for the Shire. Additionally, it has the scope to also facilitate potentially a poultry industry in the Shire, with utilising a lot of the buffer zone in the mine sites, where you have to have the situation in poultry where you have individual facilities which have to be separated from other facilities so that disease does not become an issue with them. And this will actually help us provide water for that potential industry to happen as well. There's also the potential with the pipeline to eventually be actually extended to Merriwall, which is not only a benefit to Muswellbrookshire, it potentially has a benefit for the Upper Humpshire as well.
So the funding has been approved. When are we going to see the first pipe laid down, do you expect, Rod?
We've now had to commission the design stage, and as you can appreciate, pumping that water over 17.5 kilometres over that distance will take a bit of design. We'll
yeah.
also will take quite a bit of liaison with landowners and other interested parties to actually get that pipeline on there, do it in an efficient way, do it in a way that does not adversely impact those we're going past. So it's important with regards to that we get the design right. And for that western part of the Shire, we're talking about industry and better livability. I think it has positives all the way around.
Great news all round. And there's also some great news for the art gallery.
Yes. So people will potentially remember that there have been cafes down at the art gallery. There's been several lives down there. So we're reopening the cafe down at the art gallery, and it'll be open from 7:30 till 2 o'clock Monday to Friday. And on Saturdays, it will start opening as of the 31st of October. So the whole idea of this cafe down there is that it'll actually hopefully encourage people to actually visit the art gallery. To actually enter the cafe, you'll have to do it via the art gallery. And there'll be outside area there, so you've got a beautiful aspect across our beautiful roundabout that our council officers have always looking a picture, across the cenotaph, the Queen Elizabeth Building, and that lovely entrance into town. So we're trying to draw a bit more of that cafe society to that end of town, and to facilitate people to also utilise the art gallery, because we've got a magnificent art gallery there with the envy of rural New South Wales, and we'd just like to see more people use it.
I'm sure you will. Another great reason to head on down there. As always, Rod Scholes, thank you very much for keeping us up to date what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire.
No worries. Thank you very much, Andrew.